Segment 2, Apes and Our Origins, and we shall learn a little about their habits, diet, and health requirements. Gorillas actually share 98.4% of our genome and 99% of our DNA. The difference between gorilla and human genome sequences is only about 1.6 on average, although there are further differences in how many copies each gene has. The similarity in DNA may seem surprising to you at first due to the obvious differences between man and ape, but they are true nonetheless. The differences we see between the species is mainly due to epigenetics. Epigenetics is a relatively new field of science that examines how and why certain genes are expressed while others are not. Later in this course, we shall touch on epigenetics more deeply and examine how we can influence our genes through using the science of epigenetics to get you slimmer and healthier. Humans and gorillas diverged from a common ancestor about 8 million years ago. Gorillas, like human beings, are intelligent, playful, emotional, and family-oriented, and they are capable of learning sign language. But sadly, despite our close relationship to gorillas, human beings have been the mountain gorillas' real only predators. Let's look at the difference and similarities between humans and gorillas. I'll summarize some of these now. Gorillas are very similar to us humans, but they have more hair, and they have larger large intestine and smaller small intestine than us, and slightly stronger teeth. If we change gorilla diets while they are held in captivity in zoos to modern human diets, they also fall prey to modern-day diseases unheard of in the wild. Gorillas live much more active life than modern humans. They have smaller brains, however, otherwise they are physiologically quite similar to us. But their life expectancy in the wild is about half of that of modern humans. Although this is not due to their bad lifestyle choices, but rather due to the encroachment of humans into their habitat, leaving them with less and less land to reproduce and feed, and killing them for prize. While humans are mainly dying due to our own unfavorable lifestyle choices and behaviors, we can change both. How? We can start by thinking before placing foods on our plate, whether this is a natural food for us to eat or not. But how do we know if it is natural for us to eat or not? Let's do a short quiz to see what foods you think are natural for us to eat. I will ask you about certain foods and write down if you think gorillas had access to these foods and if we should be eating them in our diet and how much of them. So let's begin. Green leaves, fruits, foods in pods like peas, hamburgers, chips, dairy products. And what do you think about potatoes or grains? Well, this is more complicated to decide. Well, we'll go into this in the next few lessons until you know exactly which foods are right for us to eat. In the next lesson, we shall look at why the differences came about and how our differences allowed us to thrive on different foods than gorillas thrive.